Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14, 4 different haunted house places, venues, attractions, whatever you want to call it, in one night.
And I'm still exhausted.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it. This was 4 of, I think, our count 16 is?
At the moment.
And we did 4 different in one night. Not 4 different attractions at one haunted house.
4 different places.
4 different places. And we're here to talk about it. So welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I am one half your host, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. And we are joined by...
by Alex.
All right, so hope you all had a happy Halloween.
Yes.
We are in November.
Merry Christmas.
And if you know anything Merry about Christmas. Us, we are still doing Halloween episodes.
Yeah, we are. Haunted It'll be House all of November.
Reviews, and we still have some planned for this weekend.
We do.
So it ain't over yet. It ain't over till it's over.
Yep.
In the words of Rocky Balboa.
There you go.
And we did use that song because we did a thing.
Oh, I hate that saying.
What? We did a thing?
We did a thing.
Really? Why? Where's it even from?
I don't know. People just post it on social media. Like, they'll go to, like, really? The beach and be like, I did a thing.
I've never seen that in my life.
Really?
Never.
Well.
I guess I'm not on social media.
Well, there you go. Now you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I mean, whatever. So, it's okay. We did 4 things.
Never in my life I heard that.
Really?
Never.
It's a thing.
Okay. Well, I guess I did that thing.
You did it without even noticing.
Yeah.
Without even realizing.
Never, ever. But anyway, here we are to talk about 4 different haunted houses that we did in one night. And we've done a 4th thing before, if that makes sense. And this was more exhausting because we've done 4 Disney parks in one day.
Yes, and I swear this was more exhausting. Yeah,
we have done 4 Walt Disney World
Before parks. It was cool.
Yeah, we did it before.
We did it like 12, 13 years ago before it was like a thing.
Yeah, before it was a social media we did a thing.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah, okay. That's exactly the perfect example. Okay. They'll post like pictures of all 4 parks and be like, I did a thing.
Yeah. So, but we always actually do on our last day of Disney vacation.
All our favorite
attractions in all 4 parks. So we'll start real early and then real late and we'll do all 4 Animal Kingdom and Epcot and Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom.
It was the best back in the day, not to make this a Disney episode, but it was the best back in the day when Magic Kingdom had extra magic hours till like 2 a.m.
Yes.
Because we'd start wherever had morning magic hours.
Yeah.
And in Magic Kingdom, we literally do almost 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, we're not here to talk about Disney.
No. We're here to talk about the 4 New York City / Brooklyn, New York.
Well, haunted attractions. I guess New York City.
But yeah.
Because it's the boroughs.
But Manhattan.
Yes.
We did 3 out in Manhattan and 1 in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And my oh my, was it something?
It definitely was. Each one
was
its own creature.
Yes.
They were definitely way different from one another.
Yeah. It's funny. All of them were.
Yes.
Every single
Which
one.
Which is funny because we've done 2 in a night. I think we've only done 2 before
tonight. We've never done 3 in a night.
No.
Not 3. Okay. I want to like we've done 3 attractions in a night.
Yeah. We've done 1 haunt that has 3 attractions.
Yes.
We're talking about haunts. Different places.
Mm-hmm.
Different ticket, different everything.
Right, right.
Like sometimes we've done 2 and they're like, oh, we're like, which one was this in? Oh, but there was this room. Was that in that one or that one?
That's funny.
Was like, it's very clear which one was which.
Uh-huh.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And makes it much easier to record this podcast.
That's
right
funny.
Now.
Uh-huh. So we did Terror, Vision, Live the Nightmare.
Yes.
We did Blood Manor.
Right.
we did Nightmare Dollhouse, and we did the Ridgewood Asylum.
Yeah.
So all four of those, like you said, totally different.
Completely different.
And I guess it's hard to be like, hey, which one should we do first? So I guess we'll just start with what we did first.
Yeah, I think we'll just work our way
exactly
through the night. Uh-huh. Come join us.
And on our Wednesday night, October 25th.
Yeah,
that's when we went. 23.
That's right.
Yeah. And I got to say, pretty much the reason why it's almost impossible to do four different haunted attractions in one night is because locations.
Yes.
And a lot of them are pretty far from each other.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But these were in like 20-minute vicinities of each other.
It's Manhattan.
Yes.
So besides we were traffic, able to, pretty close.
Yeah. So we were able to really maximize.
Yeah. And Nightmare and Blood Manor were literally a 10-minute drive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And parking, it was after 7 o'clock, so parking was free.
Yeah. Except for the first one in Times Square. We had to pay for a meter. But let's get into it. Let's do it.
Go.
So we left. What time did we leave? Maybe like 5-ish. Yeah, like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And I drove to Manhattan. And again, the only way to really do this was to have a car and drive because...
Yeah.
I guess you could have taken public transportation, but
then
this
you might have not made it to all of that.
Mm-hmm. So this was the quickest way. So we drove. And in New York City, parking is a disaster and expensive.
Right.
But if you go on Sundays or any day after 7 p.m., there's free street parking.
Yeah.
Except in Times Square.
Of course.
That's until midnight.
Yeah. Where all the tourists go, you know, the busy, the busy spot.
So the first one we went to was Terror Vision.
Yes, sir.
And before we get into our complete full breakdown, mm-hmm. we actually had the opportunity to interview Dalton.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And what a nice guy.
Yes.
Super passionate.
Oh my gosh.
And just so loving of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Like really just loves it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you guys to hear it. Yeah. So we're going to do that first.
Yes. And then we'll get into everything.
Yes. So we're going to hear from Dalton and then we are going to walk you through our entire night. And give you the breakdown and review and thoughts on all four in one night. So this interview isn't so long because the haunt was actually open.
Yes, it was active.
Yeah.
So can we grab you for like a minute?
Yeah. I think it's like a 7-8 minute interview, I believe. But he brought us like another floor of the haunt.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually like scary
because it was an open floor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you... In like the really, really far distance, you heard screams.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if you actually hear it in the interview, but you might. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, possibly.
Possible.
Yeah, but we definitely heard them.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, here is our interview with Dalton from Terror Vision. Live the nightmare.
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. And we are right here live at New York City Terror Vision Live the Nightmare. And we are joined by Dalton. And Dalton's going to tell us a little something here because we just got through it and I'm still kind of shaking. So he's going to have to carry this interview here today.
Yeah.
So Dalton, what is this all about, this brand new haunt in New York City?
You know, Terror Vision is New York City's largest haunted house. We're 20,000 square feet. We hired 140 actors and our goal is to make you poo, right? And in fact, not only do we really strive to make people poo, but we reward the actors. They've had 8 Code Browns so far in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And we just bought them all an hour massage, which is a really great perk. So they're very excited about that. But we want to tell a cool story. We want to really immerse people. And immerse for me means you hear it, see it, smell it, feel it. And especially when those Code Browns happen, you definitely smell it. And that's, you know, no one's going to say, oh my God, I just shit myself. You see the waddle, you smell the poo, and then you know, and we celebrate behind the scenes. So
awesome.
That's what Terror Vision's about.
Well, I got to tell you, we just walked through it and I could definitely see why you would call some Code Browns in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
For sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, it takes a year to plan this. We're already working on next year. Our theme is witch related.
Okay.
Not to give anything away.
It's got
some time travel in it and some war, you know, who doesn't love that? But you know, when you come to one of our haunted houses, it's not like a traditional haunted house. We want to give you a story, give you a plot, you know, really bookend it. Some things get abstract and weird because haunted houses should, but ultimately you should be able to follow something through as you go, because we don't want just a kitchen sink. You know, we want to give you something fun.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, and definitely. I got to say, even like the before it begins just puts you right in.
You're in it. Yep.
Yeah, it almost, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with Disney, but kind of like a terror. Like, that's how I felt I was.
Yeah, Tower of Terror is my favorite ride.
Oh,
you
me
know?
Too,
like, maybe we'll just pull some you know, happy memories and say, oh, a little tower tear here, a little tower tear there. Even from the custom jackets that people made. Mm-hmm. And of course, you start TerraVision by going up in an elevator. So the moment that we took this building, I was like, come on, we gotta add something.
That's great.
A little homage. And then secret here, the music in the lobby is the Tower of Terror music from their lobby as well.
Oh man, I love it.
You know, we're just peppering in things that I love, you know, and hopefully I don't get hit with a copyright infringement thing there. But you know, it's certainly inspired all the way through by my favorite attractions.
I had that feel, so it worked perfectly. So what made you come up with this theme this year?
It's really interesting. Every year we challenge ourselves as a team because we go through and we collaborate with each other and we say, you know, what haven't we done yet? Next year we're looking at vacuum sealing people upside down. In the past we've stripped people naked and put them in bathtubs and made them slit their wrist. We've buried people alive. We had a scene one year where they took a gun and put it into a young woman's mouth and blew her brains out.
Oh,
and they didn't know that it wasn't real.
Right.
And people were like, holy shit, what is happening? You know, so everything that we do is of course fake and it's all in fantasy, but we want to create it into a way that's so real that you blur that line. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh my God, what have I done? Where am I? You
know,
wait a second. So this year we were like 1980s horror movies, homage. What would it be like to go into the mind of a crazy director? And that's where TerraVision came from. You know, we have three different kind of distinct worlds that are based on movies that he has directed in the past. Hmm. So as he says in the beginning, you know, welcome to my nightmare. And he opens up the door. He's really opening up the doors into his mind. And we're stepping to that darkness. And that's where the worlds of the haunt exists.
And where were you prior to New York City, that you said there were other haunts?
Yeah, so I've built for every haunt in New York City now. Nice. I built 21 of them kind of across the world. I built the largest in Europe. I built the largest in New York twice. This is now the third year having the largest haunted house here, which has been crazy. And it's kind of evolving to a point now where we want to branch out. We've created a brand, which is Terror. And then Terror is opening in Chicago, Los Angeles, Dallas, Atlanta, Orlando. So that every year we'll build a show, and then the next year that show moves to one of our other locations and then to another location.
Right.
So that it's never the same show in the same location.
Yes,
and our audience can come back year after year.
Smart,
but it's about creating like a group, you know, and making this countrywide and eventually worldwide thing. We have sold this show to I can't talk about it yet, it's not released, but to another territory, so it's going international, which is really cool.
Very cool.
We also have some shows opening up in China as well, which is really cool. But it's, you know, putting fear around the world.
Love it.
That is controlled, that is safe, and that distracts us from the fear of the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what this art's about, you know.
Yeah. We need that.
We do.
Like
people are dying, there's war, there's famine, there's poverty, and you can come here to TerraVision or to any of the Terror shows and escape that and live a nightmare that makes you feel glad to be alive when you leave.
Yeah.
And I think that's the coolest part.
That is. That's perfectly said.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was very well said.
There's a lot of philosophy that goes into this,
goodness.
You know?
Yes, exactly.
Like, why do we do this? I stay awake till 5 o'clock in the morning pondering that question, you know?
Yeah.
Why do I make this art? And truly, it's to give people the escape that they need because we all have laundry. We all have dishes. We all have bills. And sometimes it piles up and it's so much that I'm just like, I don't want to do it anymore. And you need an escape. So you go see a Broadway show, or you go see a movie, or you come and scream the absolute hell out of life at a Terror experience, and that's what it's about for me.
Yeah, I gotta say, I kind of screamed a couple of times. I don't know if I was trying to play it off like it was them, but I couldn't do it. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that you got to experience some screams.
It was definitely awesome, and Terror's taking over worldwide.
I like
here
it.
We go. Here
love
we
it,
go.
Love it,
taking
love it.
Over.
Yeah, and so final thing, what's your backstory of how you got involved and started in all this?
It's a great question. You know, when I was a young kid in North Carolina, we had some property, and my parents and my uncle and my grandma, we all decorated really big, and then suddenly we had 3,000 people one year came through and saw our Halloween display, and then the next year 5,000 people, and the next year 10,000 people. And we were spending $5,000 and $6,000 in candy alone on Halloween night, right? And it was like totally just like for charity, like we didn't raise money, but it was free, it was for community. And we just built it bigger and bigger and bigger, and I became like like a haunter when I was 8 years old. That's, and I so said, amazing. You know, hang that body from the tree, slit their throat, you know, whatever, pour the blood. And it was
at 8 years old.
At 8 years old. Like, of course, you know, I had a great time, and everybody in school thought I was a fucking weirdo. And they were like, what are you doing? And, you know, and I won the senior superlative for most unique in high school. And I showed up in monster makeup. And that's the picture that's in my yearbook. So yes, haunting has been a part of my life since I was knee high to a duck, as they say, North Carolina. And I'm very fortunate to work with a team of people who create and who support me and my vision and collaborate with me in a very healthy way. And I'm just the luckiest guy in the world. Yeah, truly, man. Truly the luckiest.
I love that. Yeah. It's not every day we get to meet someone as genuine as you. So
yeah. Stop.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah, really.
My absolute pleasure.
We've been to many, many all over, and it's like, yeah, it's nice to hear that.
Yeah.
Cool.
It is.
I'm glad that you're here. Thank you for coming.
Yo, thank you for having us. Yes. And we're looking forward to what the future holds.
Indeed.
Thank you guys. Where could people find you guys?
Yeah, facetheterror.com, and we're open through Halloween this year. Okay. And you can check out kind of all of our links that we posted from there for future productions. But facetheterror.com.
Nice. Facetheterror.com.
All right. Link that.
Yes, we linked that to this episode. You guys gotta get on that site and get these tickets this year, next year, and every year going forward.
Of course. Yeah.
Thank
All right,
you so
Dalton.
Much.
Thank you. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
All right, Dalton.
Yeah.
You the man. Appreciate it. Love it. Love the passion. Mm-hmm. And how much he just loves to scare people.
Yes.
So, really cool. Really just, I don't know, down-to-earth guy and has plans to take over.
Oh, man, really? Like, legitimately take over?
Yeah. So, let's talk about it.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's go, because this actually used to be the location, or really close to it, of another New York City haunt.
Yes.
And it was a year-round, 365, 24/7, well, not 24/7, but 365-day haunt attraction, and it was actually called Time Scare.
Yes.
So they kind of like, I don't know if it's the exact location or like right around the corner.
Right.
It might be the same building and just a different entrance that you walk into.
Right, yes, true.
But either way, it's right there, and they are back. At least in Terror Vision form.
So it's not Times Square, but it's in Times Square.
Yeah, yes.
So there is now a haunt in Times Square.
And I actually like the entrance that you walked into, that room.
It was so fogged up.
Set the tone.
I love, see, as much as I hate chainsaws, that's how much I love fog. I love fog so much. To me, the smell of fog, the look, that's just haunts for me.
Yep, it's funny because I've never seen like a waiting room area like that.
No.
Yeah.
And it really sets you right up for what's to come.
Yeah. And then they give you like a glow stick thing and they really play into that. And they're like, this is gonna just, good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're
they give it to you
not
and good
gonna
luck.
Make it out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then the two guys, or I believe there's a girl also. I'm pretty sure I saw a video online of a girl doing it.
Okay.
But they come down the elevators.
Okay, yes.
And they open and they really play their role.
Yeah, our guy was good.
Yes.
He was fun.
Yes, he was. And they really play into it. And they set the tone, set the mood.
And they look like bellhops from like, the only way I could explain it is from Tower of Terror. Like,
yeah.
That's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. The outfit looks almost custom Disney. Like it just has the same colors in like the best way possible.
Yes. And like Dalton and myself, that's our favorite ride, me and him.
Yeah.
So
it is definitely one of, it's definitely top, easy top five for me.
Yeah, and you could see how that was inspired by it.
And like you go into an elevator.
Yes.
So, and let me just note, which I always do, this entire haunt is handicap accessible.
Yes.
Which I love. We actually saw a wheelchair go in before us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I love it. And the whole haunt is, there's no steps when you're walking through.
Yeah, and there's an elevator to take you up, and obviously
there's one to come
possibly,
down. We
you know,
walk down steps, but I am 1,000% sure you can take the elevator down as well.
Because as they say, what goes up
must come down.
Yeah.
Although, in Tower of Terror.
It does.
It does, but, oh, you don't come out. That's what it is. Yeah, right. Yeah,
yes.
You're stuck there forever.
Yeah, we sure are.
I wish. The Tip Top Club.
I know. I think, actually, they're having a Christmas party.
Oh, the Jollywood.
Yeah, and I think there's, like, a party or something. That's themed around that. So yeah, I don't really know. I remember hearing something about it.
But that's weird, because...
It's supposed to be a Halloween, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Another episode.
All right, so I got to say, I was pleasantly surprised by this song.
Me too.
And I was thinking, you know, New York City, Times Square, like tourist attraction-ish.
Yes, it's right there for people to do. It's going to be kind of generic, just because they didn't need to really do anything, because they're right in the center of everything.
Yeah, and also it's a new, at least here in New York, it's a new attraction. A lot of times new attractions are kind of just like you said, the generic walk-through things.
Yeah, and it's like the first year, well-ish. I know it's not really, they've been doing it for a bit, but for us here, it's like first year kind of. Maybe they're not, you know, settled in yet. Right.
Yes.
That wasn't the case.
No way. And this just hits you hard from the beginning.
Yeah.
As soon as you start and the doors open from the lobby to, I believe, the fourth floor it was on.
Oh, I actually don't know.
I think.
I don't know.
Was that where the interview happened? I don't remember. Either way, wherever it brings you up to and leads you to. 13th floor.
There you go.
Wherever it was. Yeah, just instantly, there's a guy.
Director.
A director. A guy who is a director. And he tells you the quick backstory.
Yeah.
Because he's actually the guy that is based around.
So it's supposed to be, and obviously not giving anything away here, but it's supposed to be you're stepping into the mind of this, like, I guess, director or movie writer person. And you're stepping into their mind of the movies that they make or into the movies that they've, you know, wanted.
Yeah. And it was just... The actors, some of the
that's what did
best
it.
I've seen.
Yeah, I think that's what did it. None of them broke character.
No.
Which, it's crazy how rare that actually is. They've actually, this year, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Most actors really haven't broken character, I gotta say.
No.
Almost every home we've been to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just very dedicated to their role, but they're also fun. Like, it was like a good mixture of everything.
Yeah, and a lot of the times I love the less is more aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these actors, like, wouldn't even speak.
They would just look at you. But they
were so creepy, so scary. There's one, we have a picture of you, like, smiling, and there's...
I'm, like, laughing, like, nervously. And behind me, you just see this creepy girl, like, just... It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And then there was one guy, remember, he stood out to me, and he was, like, bald guy, and he had his hand, like, cramped. And he was kind of like smiling and laughing and like didn't say a word.
Oh my gosh, he was so good. He was a big guy. He was tall.
Yeah, and I'm like, he's so creepy.
Yeah. Like, it's like, where do you find people that can do these things?
I know. And it's very hard to be effective when you don't say a word as a scare actor.
Absolutely.
And a lot of them had that down perfectly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, you know, said whatever things or... made noises and all this stuff, but it wasn't like, okay, because another thing I really not crazy about is when people just scream at the top of their lungs in your face.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like, anyone could do that. There's nothing to it. It's annoying. It hurts my ears. And that's me saying it from inside of a haunt where everything's always loud.
Right.
And here, like, no one did. And even if they did do that, it was like done right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I don't know, just really good. And I have to say, this haunt had one of the most memorable and one of my favorite ending rooms.
Yeah, yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
Like, ever.
Yeah.
Should we say it? Should we not?
No.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to reuse it as they end it next year, but maybe they want to reuse it in another room.
Yeah.
Which I almost think they should, because I loved it. It was so good. But if you really, really, really want to know what it was, and now that their run is over for the holiday season, hit us up and I'll tell you what it was.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely different and cool.
Yes.
And it was in your face, but again, it was done right. I'll say that. I'll say that at least.
And it's an ending I'll remember forever. Mm-hmm. And I loved it.
It was one of those things where you were just like, wait, what do we do? Do we stay here? Do we go? Yes. Do we move? Yes. Where do we go?
And then again, it just boom, it hits you.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was, like, set in your face, but not too much.
It was perfect.
Yeah. So, I don't know. TerrorVision, definitely, they put themselves on the map in New York City.
Yeah.
They did, and that is hard to do.
It is.
And especially with other ones that have been around for a long time.
Yeah, and this is just, it was just different. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, it was a haunt. Yeah. It wasn't anything like, oh my gosh.
I've never in my life have seen this before.
Yeah, like, yeah, you were on Tower of Terror, you were on something crazy. Yeah. But it was just, it was done right.
Yes.
Which a lot of times doesn't happen. You know what it is? Like, sometimes we go through haunts and it's like, wow, this one actor was really good. Or this handful of actors really good. I got to say, they were all really, really good mm-hmm. at their roles. Mm-hmm. So,
and what I love about them also is that he said next year, they come back with a totally different theme.
Yes.
Totally different.
I love that they change it. I love it.
So, I'm a fan now.
Yes, me
and
too.
And I'm excited to see what they bring in the future because mm-hmm. they obviously know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely excited.
Uh-huh.
Is it Halloween yet?
mm-hmm. Right. And it was also a decent walkthrough length time also.
It was. Yeah.
I'd say 20, 25 minutes.
Definitely, yeah.
Which.
And they don't really rush you out of rooms. You can attempt to talk to the actors even though they don't really talk back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah. They were good though.
Yeah.
And we did go on a Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
but I can't speak on if it's like a Saturday night, but they were like doing each group by themselves to walk through.
Yes, which was great.
Yeah, which great. Again, I don't know, Saturday night when it's...
Of course. But it was actually, like, there were people, like, it was consistently going.
Yeah, yes. It definitely, yes. When we were there, constant people in the lobby.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But also, I guess they can only send so many because you can only fit so many in the elevator. Right. So, yeah, so that's nice. Not like a conveyor belt of 20 people going in at one
time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I loved it.
Me too.
I got to say, really impressed me.
Me too. Definitely.
As much as I don't want to move on, I guess we're going to have to keep this episode going.
Yes. It's late over here.
Yeah, it is. It is. But that's what happens during Halloween season.
Yes. Got to get everything in.
Yes. So from there, from Times Square, we drove over to Nightmare NYC on the Lower East Side.
Did.
And we went to our old stomping grounds to pay a visit. And we wanted to go see Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has so many things going on. So he was there early that night. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we did miss him. And we're going to go through, you know, the haunt to... Because we always love to support Timmy.
Of course.
And the line was crazy long at that time.
Yes, which is great for him.
Yes, which is great. And on Wednesday night, it was packed.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, we're definitely going to walk through this. But we have others to get to. So let's go to another one. And then we'll come back and try to hit them, you know, later on in the night.
Yeah.
And hopefully the line dies down.
Well, because also Blood Manor is not too far.
Yeah, it was like.
So we figured, why not?
I think I want to say 10, 12 minutes away driving.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, all right, we'll be back. Nightmare Dollhouse. We're going to hit up Blood Manor and we're coming back.
Yes.
So that's what we did. We drove over to Blood Manor. And again, it was a Wednesday night. But thankfully, we got a spot.
We did, like a pretty close spot. Yeah, like right there.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked out to Blood Manor. We've been there before in the past, but it's been a long time.
It has been.
Yeah.
It's funny. I actually thought of it. I'm like, wow, we haven't been here in years.
Yeah. So we actually, this is our third time going to Blood Manor over the years. We went, how many years ago on Halloween night?
Oh my goodness. That was like 2009
or 10. Yeah. Whatever it was.
I think it was
so,
2009.
Yeah. Like 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
14.
14, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then we went again on, it's so funny, on Halloween night when we were working Nightmare.
We ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can't now.
No. Well, Halloween night is over.
Trick-or-treating to do.
But yeah, so, wow, it's so funny. The first few times we went to Blood Manor was on Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny.
Right.
And then we went back again. And that's, I remember it being a little different than what it was this time.
Oh, they definitely have changed
it. Yeah, they have. Been there. Yeah. Because as I walked through, I'm like, I really don't remember much of this at all.
Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah. So if you have never been to Blood Manor before, just YouTube Kevin Hart and Jimmy Fallon.
Yes. And that was years ago, so it is a little different
now.
Yeah,
it is.
But that is, they've been to it, and they are hysterical.
Yes. So you know it's got to be legit if they're going there.
Right, exactly.
And they film this themselves going through. And, of course, hysterical. Kevin Hart is hilarious.
He's the best,
I do really like Jimmy Fallon.
Uh-huh,
so
me too.
Good combination.
Mm-hmm.
But Blood Manor, they... I think, wait, let me say this. Let me think about it. But yeah, I think they have the best like makeup and mess in New York City.
They definitely right have now. The budget there that you could see. And it could, like, yeah, you know yeah, what yeah. I mean? Like, they could yes. they put money into it.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. It shows that, like, they're swinging for the fences
yes.
when they come out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will say, this is the one you go to if you want to get scared but also have so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's like this high energy. They're in your face, but in, like, a funny way. They, like, roast you. Like, it's, right. it's good.
Yes, yes, yes.
It is. The actors definitely are told, like, have a good time. Make sure the people going through have a good time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the vibe yeah. I get. That's, you know.
And another thing that I don't remember seeing when we went in the past, and I don't really remember this in other places, there was a part of the haunt that you walk through before you actually go into the haunt.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
No, they definitely didn't have
like,
that. It was
like, you walk through, and then you get to, like, the line before you go through.
Yeah.
It was like an appetizer for the main
yeah.
entree.
Yeah. So it was like a Disney pre-show.
Yes.
Before
yes,
you go
yes.
into. Is the Disney pre-show, then you wait back online again.
Right.
Like in Dinosaur. Yeah. You're waiting online.
Yeah.
Then you see the pre-show. Then you wait back online.
Right.
And then
right.
you go yeah, exactly. into the attraction. So.
It's funny.
Yeah. It is funny because I'm like, all right, we're in. And next thing you know, like, wait, no, we're online again.
Yeah.
What is going on? Right. And then you're in again.
Which so. That was actually, I will say, I was a little confusing there. Because when you came up to it, there were the actors there, and then you had to go, like, kind of, like, backwards onto the line a little bit.
Yeah. But I partly think, like, it was meant to confuse you.
Me too.
And be like, what is going on?
Yeah, me too.
But, yeah, Blood Manor in a whole, it's been there so many years.
Oh, my God. I yeah. think it's, like, 20 years or something like that.
Yeah, 20 or...
20 plus.
Yeah, 20 plus. And they have been the one consistent. That's been going on in
yes,
New York City.
They haven't stopped.
So, yeah, many haunts have come and gone in New York City, mm-hmm. and they are the ones that are there every single year.
Yes.
And it does. It shows why.
Right. Yeah, they definitely know how to hit everybody. Like, you want to have fun, you can go there. You want to get scared, you can go there. You want a little bit of both, you go, you know.
Yeah.
It hits a lot of different audiences.
Mm-hmm. And in a good way, I say this is your typical walk-through haunted house.
Yes, which you almost know? Need.
Yeah, yeah.
You need that every year.
Yeah, and especially for people who aren't like us and go to...
But that's what I'm saying.
A billion every year and try to get to everyone. Like, listen, if you want to go and have a good time, like you said, and go to haunted house,
but also see Red. Very good effects. And
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actors and, you know, mm-hmm. all that. It's the yeah. place to go.
It's a top-notch, like, walk-through that you yeah. come to expect from a haunted
yes,
house.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's, I gotta say, it's always fun at Blood Manor. You
it
know,
is.
Like,
it's always like a party.
Yeah.
It's the yeah. party one.
Speaking of which, the last time, I don't know if it was the first time we went, the second time. The first time we went, they had like a room with like a pole and
a stripper. Yes, I remember. I didn't know if you wanted to mention
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But yes, and then someone so, we were with was like, do we give her a dollar?
Yeah, so speaking
and he did.
Of party, yeah. Uh-huh. So yeah, they didn't have that room this year. So it does show that they change it up.
Yes.
You know, because yeah. that's not around anymore. But yeah.
But it they is did a party.
Have, yeah. So. Uh-huh. And I don't know.
But Blood she Man actually wasn't a stripper. Let me just say that.
No,
they didn't
no.
Actually have
just,
a stripper
yeah,
in there.
They just,
it was like a zombie girl.
Yeah, they just
but
played to.
That was supposed to be like yeah. zombie, mm-hmm. you know, party. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't want people to be like, what the heck are they showing yeah. this? Well, I'm not bringing my kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, not like that.
Right. And then Blood Man also does very well of outside the haunt, mm-hmm. scare actors. And just setting the vibe of...
Well, when we went years ago on Halloween, remember they had that guy who had... He was, like, hanging from, like, hooks.
Yes. Yep, yeah. yep, yep. So they really know how to, like, get people's attention
yes.
as they're walking past.
Definitely.
Or driving past. Yeah. It's like, whoa, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to be there.
Like, well, what is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in true, typical Disney fashion, it leads into a gift shop.
Of course.
Uh-huh. Because don't all the best attractions lead...
Come on.
Into gift shops.
Of course they do. But it had a cool like photo op.
Yeah. Yes. Like yes. So what is it? I never seen a show, but what's that show with the, you watched it with the chair.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Is I mean, that, it's a throne type of thing.
Oh, okay. So. But was that like the type of chair that's in the show? No.
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know. And then we also saw at Blood Manor that you were able to get your makeup done
yes.
by their makeup artists.
Right. Yeah. Like, they were, like, in the window.
Yeah. So you can go inside the main window leading out to Manhattan for people to walk by and see.
Yeah.
And you sit there and get your makeup done.
Yes.
Which I guess would be really cool. for Halloween night.
Yeah. I didn't understand why the person was getting it done on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, because we did see it, unless they had like a Halloween party to go to, but on a Wednesday night, you know? I don't know. It's New York City.
Maybe they were like, well, it's cool. Maybe they were a tourist type person.
Yeah, and like, right. That's true, just to get it done by their artist.
Exactly.
But if you had a Halloween party or a Halloween night, that's cool.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Although I wonder if, like, Halloween night, if you have to, like, make reservations for that.
I would think because,
yeah, I would think, like, many people would want to do that.
Yes, yes. Or maybe they have more than one
That's true, person. Yeah. Could be. But either way, if you get to Blood Manor next year, you should look inside if you want it. Yeah.
It's definitely different. We've never seen that before.
Yeah, no. No, definitely not.
Yeah, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's an additional fee.
Yes, it was.
So I'm not sure how much it was.
Yeah.
So, but I just know that it was an additional fee.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Cool, something different.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, so we got, again, as much as I could do a whole episode just on Blood Manor and our experiences there. And
we've done, yeah.
Yes, we got to move on.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. We do. So now we're making a trip back to Nightmare Dollhouse.
Yes. Second time's a charm.
The second time that night. And we got there. And again, it was still a line, but not like it was when we were there.
Towards the end of their night.
So yes.
It dwindled down, which is good.
Yeah, and I think it was getting closer to 11 o'clock at night.
Yes,
it was. On a Wednesday night. So the line was dwindling down, and we hopped on it and did it.
Yeah.
Nightmare Dollhouse.
We did.
And it is definitely right on par with Timmy Haskell Productions.
Definitely. It's always different.
Yes.
His psycho mind.
This psycho clan mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's definitely always something different than you'll ever see anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. And the theatrical part of the walkthrough is always on point.
Mm-hmm. And it was cool. We got to see some of our favorite dolls.
Yeah.
If you catch my drift of horror dolls.
Yeah, so if you want to hear all about this walkthrough, we interviewed Timmy Haskell.
We did.
So if you go back a couple of weeks ago on our archives and check it out, see Timmy Haskell. And he talks about what motivated him and inspired him to do this theme this year.
Exactly, yeah. And he explains, you know, in better detail than we ever could.
And but, I'm sorry, real quick, they linked up with some guys for Escape the Room.
Right.
To run this haunt.
Yeah. So Timmy's all over the place this year.
Yeah.
So he has guys running this.
Uh-huh.
But he put, like, his mind into it. So it's his, this is Timmy's mind. And then other people are running it.
Uh-huh. But he still has part in it, though.
Of course,
yeah, he's
but
still
I'm
there.
Saying, like,
yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. All the inside of it is like his mind.
Yes, yes. This was his, like, his brainstorm.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course, whatever he thinks of, he brings to life.
Yeah, he just spits out into a haunted house.
Uh-huh. And then he has another one going on in Sleepy Hollow.
Right.
Which that's the one we're going to check out this upcoming weekend.
Yeah.
So whatever he does, we got to support.
Yes,
we love it. We're
always big
fans of his.
Definitely.
And yeah, we'll talk about that after we do it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, Nightmare Dollhouse. And there were very cool scenes. And I guess the second room you go into was probably my favorite.
With the dolls.
With the dolls.
The dollhouse. Every room
and
had dolls.
We could talk about it now. And we can kind of spoil some things because if you miss a Timmy Haskell production,
that's it.
You'll never see it again.
Right.
He never repeats, never brings it back.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's really no, like,
that's true.
Spoiling at this point because
so
this dollhouse is over.
Go.
This run. And we could talk about it and not worry about ruining it for other people. And if you missed it, I'm sorry because you can never see it again. So that's why you got to make sure you get out to everything that he does.
Right, exactly.
Because once it's done,
it's done. That's
never
it.
Coming back.
Yeah.
But that room had, what, I'd say like 10 different dolls?
Sure.
Yeah.
Either
and
eight
like,
or 10.
Okay. And like glass cases, each individual ones.
Mm-hmm.
And Chucky was there.
Yes.
And Annabelle was there.
Yes.
And they were.
And, oh, I forgot his name, but from Goosebumps.
Okay,
and
yes.
And from Twilight Zone.
Yeah. So it was really cool. And each one had a button that you could press and it activated the dolls.
Yes, yes.
So like Chucky, like, it was creepy, but he like turned and talked and stuff, and other buttons like lit them up. So
yeah,
it was cool.
It definitely was.
Yeah, and as you go from scene to scene, is they have their actors and actresses that really play into their roles.
Of course, they're dolls.
Yes, and the creepiest one that I did not like,
which you let them know you didn't like.
Yes, I made it known to her that I did not like her.
Yeah,
it was that tea party.
Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
I.
She was good.
I got creeped out thinking of her right now.
Yeah, she was really good.
She was.
It's funny. She was like, she looked like she was like the friendliest, happiest, sweetest girl. And then she like got like possessed kind of or something. Mm.
Yeah, she was like, I guess the female version of Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde. Well, Mr. Hyde.
Well, yeah, Mrs. Yeah.
Yeah. So she would be Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde.
Yes.
And she had a split personality.
She was so good.
And she would turn real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and you were like, I don't like your laugh. She's like, most people don't.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
She was good. And there's one point you had to crawl through, which looked like a crawl space.
Uh-huh.
And it was just covered in, like, dolls.
Yes.
And, like, stuffed animals and
so
stuff.
So creepy.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm. And then, real quick, one other thing about that girl, she started, like, doing the ring.
Yep. She did that, like, where it looked like her bones were breaking.
I don't like that at all. But for me, she was, like, the standout.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I don't know, I like that room because it's, I like the interactive, sit down, and talk. Yes. And
well, that's another thing with Timmy. He's always interactive.
Yes.
He always likes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Giving personal experiences.
Yeah, and you're part of the story. Exactly. You're involved
in
everything.
You're a doll.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're becoming one.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
So I am sorry for those who missed it this year because everything he does is just great and memorable. Yeah. And it always stands out so different from everything else that's out there.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to remember what he does.
Yes, from year to year. Exactly. Yeah. And we've gone to haunts before in the past where it's like we got real... like 5-6 years.
Yes, yes.
And a lot of times it's similar and, you know, you don't really remember one time to next.
Yes.
But you could always remember Timmy with Killers and Timmy, he did the Fears one and he did
Killers
Dollhouse and Killers. Yeah. And it's like every year you just, and he did This Is Real and you could really pinpoint back to
what
every single
did,
one that you've done. Yeah. And we're going to check out his Horseman one.
We are.
In Sleepy Hollow this weekend. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the last haunt we do this year.
Yeah.
So, which
it's pretty good.
Yeah, and I like that he's our last one of the year.
Yes.
Anything else about Dollhouse that you want to touch on?
No, I think, I mean, that's pretty much it. The guy who was working security was very nice. We were talking to him while on our line.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't know. It was Timmy. It was very Timmy. It was creepy. You know, if you're afraid of dolls, it was definitely, or not for you, I guess.
But, right. Yeah. So, and I am dying to know what his theme going forward is.
Me too. I'm always curious.
Yeah, going on his mind right now to bring to
And it's so funny because you meet him and you would never think that he would create these things.
Yeah.
He's like the nicest person in the world.
I would love for someone to be like sitting next to him on a train in New York City.
And be like, do you think this guy creates these haunts? He's just...
And have no idea who he is. Yeah. And it's like, so funny.
It's the nice ones you got to look out for.
That's right.
They're the crazy ones.
That's
see?
Right.
Like me. Don't I seem so nice?
No.
I'm
you
crazy.
Don't. You don't seem nice, ever.
I know I do.
Ever. Ever.
I just seem crazy. There's nothing covering it up. But, just craziness.
I have to say, this is going to be a strong statement, but I might be like one of Timmy's biggest fans out here.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I'm like a big fan of
it's
what
funny,
he does.
Because he hates you. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't. Loves you.
Me and him have a major love-hate relationship that I love him and he hates me, but it's all good. And that's why I love him.
Yes.
But
well, he loves me.
He does love you. Yes. Yeah. So we did a keep it a kill it with him of who is he keeping killing me or you? And he didn't even think for a second. He killed me and kept you.
That's right. So,
and we'll see what Horseman brings next weekend.
Yes.
Well, this weekend, actually.
Right.
Well, Timmy, I'm sorry we have to move on from Dollhouse.
Yes.
But thank you for doing it and for making your crazy mind come to life.
Yeah, we love it.
Because I love just experiencing all your scariness that you bring into this world.
Yes.
Psycho Clan. I love that name.
Me too.
I love it.
Me too.
I love it. Yeah. All right. And then at this point, it is like 11:30 at night.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I had work in the morning and you had the girls take care of the next morning.
Right.
And all day. And I said, all right, let's get in the car and drive home.
Yeah.
We spoke
and
about this a little
did.
Bit.
I was going to say we spoke about this last episode. But then we're driving and you're like holding your phone. Like usually he doesn't always hold his phone, but he was holding his phone for the Waze and he's holding it. And I like glanced over just to see like time, like what time we're getting wherever we're going. And he kind of like hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, bro, you don't think I know where you're taking us right now?
So on the way home from Manhattan, I had to do it. I saw this haunt, the Ridgewood Asylum, mm-hmm. in Brooklyn, and I'm like, we have never been to haunt in Brooklyn before.
I don't think we have. No.
No. And I'm like, oh yes, we actually have.
Was it Timmy's?
We have.
It was the This Is Real, right?
This Is Real. And we also did Luna Park had
a haunted yes. Yeah.
House. But anyway, I was like, all right, it's Brooklyn. We're driving through it to get home. We got to stop at it.
Yeah.
And also, it's open till 1 a.m. on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with these
people? I'm like, there's something about
weird,
this.
But weird, though, they closed, though.
They did. But it was also, like, a bar. So maybe the bar was open till 1.
Right. True.
Well, we got there, like, pretty late. We pulled up to this Ridgewood Asylum at, like, close to 11:30 at night.
Yes.
And it was still open. And, man, is this in a scary area, in a scary building.
It's so strange, because we pulled up, and there was parking pretty, you know, pretty close to the entrance. And it's funny, because when you go, it's like a building. You have to, like, walk up steps.
Mm-hmm.
So they just had, like, a big wooden sign outside. And then, whatever, you park, and I'm like, this neighborhood looks sketchy.
Yeah.
And then, like, next to it is, like, a big storage unit. Uh-huh. And I'm like, is this where people come to get, like, hide their bodies or their money? Or something like that.
It's scary, especially that time at night.
Yeah.
It's definitely scary.
It was definitely a little sketch over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, but we're here. So we'd regret not doing it.
Yes.
We're literally right outside of it. So we went in and we went up there and we just hear screams. And it was cool. It was a bar. And literally inside the bar, there was a haunt built.
Yes. So cool.
Yeah.
And dare I say,
ooh.
I don't know. I'm not sticking to this yet. I have to, like, sleep on it.
Okay.
But dare I say, this is my favorite one of the year?
I think so, because it was so
I don't know.
Different.
I don't know. I'm not going to, like, totally attach myself to that yet. But I have to think of it. It might be my favorite one of the year.
To me, this is, like, the most fun for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they said it was their fifth year running it. But to me, this is the rookie of the year for us.
Yeah, well,
just
right.
Just because it's the first time we went to it.
Yes, yes.
And man, it was nothing like I expected.
No, we thought it was going to be like this, you know, like pop up in a bar, like just something small, but let's do it because we're here. No, it was literally so much bigger than it looked. So much longer than it looked, I should say.
Yes.
And so the guy comes out in this, like, pinhead-looking mask, which I hate pinhead.
He freaks me, you do.
In, like, a good, like, you know, he freaks me out.
You do.
So he brings us in, kind of says the rules, and lets us know that it's kind of like an escape room haunted house.
Yes, which
and
is exactly
this is
what it was.
I've been waiting for this.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's funny because we go in, and of course, you know, I'm the MVP of every room. Except, like, one.
Yeah.
But it's funny, like, trying to scare us. And I'm like, please, can you? I'm trying to focus.
Right.
And I'm being so competitive, like, wanting to get through all the rooms.
Uh-huh.
But then it was also, like, there were times, like, even after you were done solving whatever, you had to, like, be a part of something. Or, like, as you were solving it, someone had to be taken and you had to save them. So it was cool.
Yes. So wait, I want to jump back real quick. Because there's something I want to say that only me and you are going to understand and get it. And I'll kind of try to explain it.
Okay.
But again, what I'm going to say now, nobody will understand.
Okay, go.
But this building, walking up to it, into it, gave me the same feeling and vibe that this can be so weird. But I think you understand it.
Okay.
When we were going shopping and looking around for our wedding venue.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. The one in Jersey.
Yes.
That someone said, oh, we got married there. Go look at it. And we went in and no one was there.
So we go to this wedding venue that was recommended by a friend of mine. And he said, I got married there. You know,
divorced.
Go check it out. Oh, God. Who's now divorced. Yes. And he's like, go check it out. We're like, all right, you know, we're looking all
in
over.
In Jersey anyway, so.
So we pull up to this sketchy neighborhood in Jersey. Where it's like, where do we even park the car? There's like,
I
don't know what
it was. I almost want to say we ask someone, like, can we park here? And they're like, no, I'll block.
It was crazy, yeah. And it's like attached like a motel. And we have to walk through the motel to get to this wedding venue.
Yeah, and there were like blood on the walls.
Yes,
like
blood on the walls? Yes, and the carpet.
Yes,
there was
yes.
blood stains on the carpet, like legitimate blood stains.
Yeah.
And we go up to the second floor of the building where this wedding venue was. And there's just music blasting.
Yes. And we're like, well, let's go towards the music because maybe the person, there's a person there. We go, do you remember we walked in, there was like a radio.
Yes.
And it was blasting, but no one was there.
Yeah. And it was like techno music. It wasn't even like.
It was literally what gets played in a horror movie when the killer is either about to kill the person or is in their basement cutting the person up and torturing them.
Crazy. And I said when we walked into this venue, and now maybe people would be able to link this to it, but there's a scene in True Romance, the movie.
Yes.
Where like...
What's his name when Christian Slater goes to get the guy, get her stuff back?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And he goes, yeah, to get her stuff back, and he walks to his house, and there's music blasting, mm-hmm. and a big fight just breaks like a out. Mess. Yeah.
Blood everywhere.
And that's the kind of vibe I got from walking into this asylum.
Wait. But it wasn't like blood everywhere.
No, it was.
It was actually a very maybe clean fake blood, area.
But yeah. But like, anyway.
The bar itself was very clean. The bathrooms yes. were very clean.
Yeah, it was. And the bathrooms were nice.
They were very nice.
They had like five different
and
bathrooms
they had
to use.
A sink out in the bathroom, but also they had a sink outside yeah. the bathroom. So mm-hmm. if you wanted to wash your hands, you didn't have to touch the dirty doorknob
it was
to go in.
Very nice in there.
Yeah. So
very
don't. Nice. Yeah. Don't. We're not trying to say this place was dirty. It just gave us like sketchy vibes as yeah. we're walking in.
But then once you're in, you're fine. You're safe.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. it's almost like. In a good way, like hipstery.
Yeah. Yes. Right? Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Williamsburg, Brooklyn. So,
which.
Yeah.
Fit.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fitting. Yeah.
And then one other thing I want to say before we get into it is that, I mean, you've heard us say countless times if you listen to this podcast that we ran our own haunt in yeah. Staten Island.
Well, that's what I thought you were going to say. It reminds you of
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And
that's what reminded me of.
This was on point with what we did.
Yeah.
Like, there was a scene, their last scene
was we literally did
pretty
that.
Much exactly our yes. last scene.
Yeah.
A little so different storyline.
Yeah, they did something of like, oh, she's taken, we have to do like a spell almost to bring her back.
Mm-hmm.
We did sit around here, and what was it, like a seance type?
So what it was in our haunt, the room before our last room.
Yeah.
Was you, so we had a bed mattress.
Yeah, a mattress.
A mattress.
And we cut out a hole in the middle.
Yeah, we cut out a big hole. And we put the mattress on
milk crates. And then put a sheet on it so
a
you
sheet
couldn't
on
see
it.
The hole.
Yes, you couldn't see the hole. You couldn't see the milk crates. But yeah. it was a bed.
Yeah, it looked like a bed. Right.
Yeah, it looked like a bed with a bed sheet on right. top of, you know. But you couldn't see the crates. Couldn't see the hole. And you were hidden inside of the hole of the mattress.
Curled up inside of that, yes.
Yep. So on top of this hole, we had a homemade that we made Ouija board.
Yeah, which I actually hate Ouija boards. But yes.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a store-bought one. It was one that we made out of like wood and... whatever,
which
so
it's kind of like creepy.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's
very
funny
creepy.
Whenever people would walk in, they'd be like, nope, nope, yep. not touching it, nope.
Yep. And then when we would hear them come through the house, there'd be times where they would like
say
call each other's names,
yeah.
like, oh my goodness, Johnny, like he's so scary, or Mike, yeah. it's so scary. And when they came in, I'd be in character and all, whatever. And I'd be like, all right, we have to spell the name to, you know, release her,
yeah,
whatever. And if the name was Mike, I'd be like, come on, spell it, hurry up. And they wouldn't know. They'd be like, what are we spelling? I'd be like, come on, I'll tell you. And I'd be like, go ahead, move it. M-I-
And you would be moving it with
them. K- yeah. E. And once, like, they really, like,
oh my God, they would
be like, yeah. So yeah, I would spell out whatever name I heard. And then as soon as they spelled out the name, you would pop up through
yes, and I'd scream.
The hole in the mattress, yeah.
yeah.
And then they would, like, run into the next room. And the next room was folding chairs spread out in a circle.
Yeah.
And we'd make them sit in each yes. folding chair, yes. separated from each other. And the first thing instantly everybody would do was pull the chairs together.
Yes, yes,
number
yes.
one thing they
and
did
you would make them
every
separate.
Single time. Yeah, make them separate. And I would go into the like, backstory thing. And then when I got to the end of the backstory, I'd be like, she's here. And we would kill the lights. Mm-hmm. And you'd come in. Somebody else would come in. Yeah, and it'd yeah. be like.
And we'd kind of I would just like stand there.
Yeah. And it, yeah, so I would kill the lights. We'd all, like, four of us would be in that room. It would just be me. When lights went out, like, four of us went in. Lights went on. We're all, like, yeah, surrounding yeah, them. And, yeah. yeah. So,
but it was funny, though. Like, you'd hear the lights. So the lights would go out. Then you'd just hear chairs. And the lights go on. They would all be, like, sitting on top of each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we're all surrounding them. And, yeah. So pretty much we had two floors. Mm-hmm. And the top floor, all the actors on that floor would be in that room.
Which
when
there
the lights
was only,
went
like,
on.
Four.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. we all, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was what our last room was. It's amazing.
That's so funny.
And then we also had like part escape the roomish stuff. We had one room where you had to like, remember going to
yeah.
the bucket and you had to like find a key to
yeah.
get out or like find gems to give
yes,
to
yes, yes.
whatever it was. And the Ridgewood Asylum mm-hmm. had all of those aspects. I know. Plus more.
Like, it was legit escape room. Like, you had to find a mm-hmm. code to, you know, go put on the lock. You yeah. had to do a puzzle. You had, you know, like all that kind of
that
stuff.
That puzzle with the box was one of the greatest things. Effects yeah. I've ever,
you like, had to put your hand in four different boxes that you didn't couldn't see what was inside of them and grab the puzzle pieces.
Oh my goodness, I was going nuts. I was, when I put my God, hand in,
there's like spaghetti that feels like,
I was screaming.
Yeah, you yeah. literally were screaming. I was like,
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, and the girl on it was very good too.
She was very good.
She
was roasting you.
Mm-hmm. She was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was a lot of fun.
And then I literally was like, all right, get out of my feet. Not her. Yeah. To yeah. you, I'm like, get away. I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it.
Yeah, you solved the puzzle. And there was another room where, like, there was a surgeon.
Yes, that was fun.
Yeah, and he took somebody onto the bed and strapped them up and right. had to do heart surgery.
Like a table. Yeah, like, yeah. you need to go find me a heart. And yeah. I had to run into the back same room, the other but room. It was, like, a different room, kind of.
Yeah.
It was on the other side.
The other side, and find a heart yeah. and, yeah, and bring it back to him so yeah. he could do heart surgery. And
the heart had all, like, goo on it. It was gross. Yeah.
So it was so much fun.
Yeah, it was.
Like, goodness.
I liked it.
I loved it. And then I just remember also, I forget what room it led to. If I think about it, I remember, but there was one room we finished and then we went to the next one. And it was like kind of a long hallway to get to the next. Maybe it was the puzzle room.
Okay.
And I'm like, how is this so long?
I know.
I don't understand. Like, how and is this still going? They were very big. And I just remember walking down that hallway being like, how does all this fit in here?
I literally said it to them when we walked out.
Yeah.
We were talking to them. I'm like, it's so deceiving
mm-hmm.
looking at like the structure that they built inside of there and to think what they built inside of that. Like, there's, I don't even know how it all fit in there. And like I said, the rooms weren't tight. You had room. They were big rooms.
Yeah.
And some of them were like two rooms in one.
Yes. Yes.
It was crazy.
So I don't know, but I was super impressed.
Yeah.
And I am so glad we did it. And I think it was the most fun we had at a haunt this
oh,
year.
Oh, definitely.
Was it the best one? I really have to think about it. Was my favorite? I don't know.
But
I
it's can't... hard, though. It's always hard to pick your favorite.
I know.
Because they're so different.
So different in every way.
So it's like your favorite in what? In scariness?
Yes.
Fun?
Yes. In fun, yeah.
Yeah, like
in
actors,
laughing.
Yeah.
And, yes.
So,
in scenes. In
right.
Yeah, makeup,
in a
whatever.
Specific. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. In props. Like, it's... It's hard to really pick
right.
favorite
because yeah,
it depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's hard to compare one to the other. But yeah. I think collectively this is the most fun we had
Maybe
walking
this
through.
Was the most surprising.
Most surprising. It's the one we needed the most in life.
Yes, in life
yeah.
this year.
No, but it was the one that really reminded us of us.
Yeah, our roots.
It did. It was like, that is what we did.
Yep.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
And it's like one thing to do it. And build it and act in it. Another thing to experience it.
Yes, yes.
And it was fun. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I do, I kind of wish I would have asked them if like every year is totally different. You know, do they change one room, two rooms, or do they just change everything? You know?
I wonder, yeah.
I would think that they change things.
Me too. Yeah. I think they change things too.
Yeah, I would hope so. Because I want to go back and I want to solve these puzzles and, you know, yeah. have to do it from start.
Yes, and yeah. not be like, oh, so, I remember this.
Yes. Yeah. I would think they change every year because we changed
so.
Ours.
Because I'm sure they don't keep that up
different.
All year.
No, definitely you know, not. So. Right. Yes, yes, yes. And it's fun to like plan these things ahead. And yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Me too. I did.
And I definitely.
It was a good way to end the night.
Yes. And at that point, it was pretty much 1 a.m.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like 12:30. Yeah, no, because we got back at like 1.
Oh, yeah, we got back. Yeah, so right. So it was like 12:30 because it took about an hour
oh,
to get back.
Oh, and mind you, I was so sick. And I'm still getting over being sick because who has time to rest during Halloween season?
Nope.
Not us.
Nope. Especially when you have to record a podcast at midnight.
40 at night.
Yeah. But listen, that's the life I chose for us.
That's perfectly said. That is perfectly yep. said.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was our four haunts in one night.
Yeah.
And it was Terror Vision, Live the Nightmare, Blood Manor, Nightmare Dollhouse, and the Ridgewood Asylum.
That's right.
And I'll tell you this, that's a night we would never forget.
Yes, definitely.
Never.
Definitely.
We've done many of haunts, and they kind of blend in with each other as far as, oh, what year did we go? What night did we go?
Oh, we'll definitely remember this.
This we remember forever.
Definitely.
And I would love to know if anybody else out there has ever done four different haunts in one night. Not four attractions, four haunts.
I'm sure there's someone out there.
I want to know.
Well, just if you're listening.
Just for the aspect of like travel time.
Yeah.
And also kind of has to be.
On a weekday.
On a week. Night, weekday, because...
And it has to be the city, because what haunts elsewhere
are open Wednesday nights and during the week. And you can go on a Friday or Saturday night, maybe even a Sunday. You could probably get Sundays, yeah. And I guess you would have to, like, go on a Sunday and get VIP tickets to all four.
Yeah.
But that can get pricey.
Yes, exactly. You know,
so it's like, I guess it's possible, but just to travel time alone from one to the other is to do in one night. Not easy.
Yeah.
And we did it.
Yep.
We did it.
We did. We're still feeling it, but we did it.
We did it. I said we did it four times because there were four different haunts.
Don't start this.
So no, it was only four.
That's not bad.
So that's why I said
good thing we didn't do 200.
Four times. I'll say that for now, 300th episode.
Oh my God. I know.
But all right. Our Halloween day is over, but our Halloween adventure isn't done just yet.
And if you didn't see on our social media, we were the Winnie the Pooh crew.
I was thinking you should post that as like...
picture?
Yeah.
I know, I posted as a story.
I know, which is cool, but I want it up there forever.
Oh, I agree.
So, I don't know what you would say or do now.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. You could still do it.
I'll do it.
I think it should be up there.
I miss Halloween.
Yeah. Maybe after we do our last haunt, then you could be like, our Halloween is officially over.
Yeah.
And here's our picture from Halloween 2023. As the Winnie the Pooh crew. And I know I didn't post it as a post on Halloween. I did it as a story. But now I'm going to do it as a post because I think it should be done as a post. I think it's post worthy.
Obviously, you could tell that's Greg.
Story worthy.
Speaking.
Yeah. So that's what the caption should be.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, listen back. And if you want, I can like clip it and send it to you in, in audio.
Okay, and I'll delete it.
If you want, I'll delete you. Okay. So that's that. Anything else?
That is it. Can I go to sleep?
Yes. Yes, you can. I will take it from here. I am going to recap our episode when you go. So we started a night
recap episode?
Yes. So we started a night going to Manhattan.
All right.
And we interviewed Dalton. Should we get into the interview with Dalton?
Bro.
What happened?
You need to go to sleep.
All right. So
you're
delirious
now.
All right. So thank you all out there. We appreciate it. I can't even tell you how long this episode is. I don't know. But hopefully it's long enough that you listen to it twice.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You got it?
I got it.
All right. Cool. Good. All right. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening. We appreciate y'all. Hope you had a happy Halloween and a safe one. We did.
Yes.
We did. So, oh, you should post a picture of what we were, by the way, on our social media page.
I'm going to punch you.
Yeah. All right. Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are...
And I am going to bed.
All right. All right. All right. So that's it. Hit us up. We love hearing from you guys. And that's that. Until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.